Fright Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 72nd Venice International Film Festival, and today I'm in company of Jake Mahaffey, director of Free Indie, the screening here in the Orizzonte section. So welcome, Jake.
Hi, thanks.
So for our listeners, I would like to ask you to describe, to give a brief introduction of your film.
It's a film based on a true story about a man who tries to perform a miracle, and it's set in storefront churches in middle America. And that's pretty much it, just people trying to help this boy who's sick.
I read that you worked on this film for almost 10 years, so what did it hit you at first that made you decide to do this film, especially, and shot it in a way that it looks almost like a documentary, so you feel like that you're watching the things that they're happening?
So the first part, the first thing that got me interested, it was a news story, and I read it, and I think the dramatic irony of someone who had good intentions and ended up doing something that's not so good was interesting to me, that conflict. So that's what initially got me interested. And then as far as how the film shot, like a documentary, it's just, you know, we had to shoot live events, so things that were happening for the most part were actually happening, and we just moved the camera and try and capture it. So it's in some of the scenes are documentary like, not all of it.
Obviously you're using professional actors and non-professional actors from real churches.
Yeah.
Just to
there were only two as far as I know professional actors. I mean, there's other local actors with some experience, but really we just had the two leads, and most everyone else were local people, actual church people. And we mixed them up together, you know.
What about the kids? How did you choose them, especially the son? Yes.
Just casting, you know. I mean, we did some internet. We got a few people to send their internet videos, looked at them, and then we did individual meetings. And the kid was meant to be quite a bit younger and smaller, but then we did open calls. People just show up, and I tell them about the movie, and we ended up. I ended up auditioning this kid on the last day, last chance, and we sat in the car, and I just told him what to do, and he did it, and he didn't stop. He just kept going. I didn't say, do you know what I mean? Like, a lot of times I would audition kids, and they would start to act a certain way, and it was good, but then they would just stop and wait for me to say something. But this boy didn't stop. He stayed in character and kept going. He started crying for a long time, and I let him do it just because I wanted to see if he could, and then I told him to stop, and it was perfect. So he's just naturally talented. Basically, the kid's just naturally talented. I mean, he's really, really creative and really committed. So we're really lucky. Memphis is full of creative, talented people.
Yeah, actually, it was very good because he was very. I had this feeling that I was really there with them. It was very. Obviously, it's. It's a very bad thing to say, but it was annoying and difficult to hear, you know, the constant crying of the boy. So, but that gives you really the feeling and the state in which this single mother is finding herself into. And that leads me to a question. Or I was talking to Edwina, and I was telling her that it was very difficult for me to judge the situation because obviously in the film you show how her character is left with no solutions whatsoever. She's left with she's just given medicines, a syrup and pills to solve the situation, but that, so it's, I don't want to say normal, but it's very easier to try and find. She's looking for somebody to rely on, so it's easier for this kind of people in this situation to get into, you know, this kind of situation and then help. So it's very difficult to judge this point of view, and it's very, as you pointed out in the director's note, it makes you question the whole system. I mean, it's very easy and easier to put somebody in jail for a thing that, yeah, technically happened like this, but then there are some other things involved, like the drugs and medications the kid was on, so who knows, but it's easier, you know, to put somebody in jail that keeps saying that he did it because God was on it. I don't know.
I mean, Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's all just about different kinds of beliefs. We all have beliefs about things. We all make assumptions, really. So in this case, you know, worldviews, what we assume is right or wrong in a lot of cases. With a religion, it's really overt. It's explicit. People claim things. They're very usually articulate about God doing things or angels or demons or whatever. But for a lot of people who aren't religious, we have our own beliefs that we're not aware of having. It's just an assumed worldview, so that's part of it. Yeah.
You talk to the real man from this conversation. I guess that you got some more insights on the story. So what did you try to put in the story, and if there's something that you didn't
remember? A lot of things we kept, a lot of things changed. I can't remember everything now, but you know, we changed the character quite a bit. I was going to base that, you want me to stop or no? I wanted to base the character on the real guy, but we had to change that quite a bit. I mean, it's mainly just, I think the biggest revelation to me was how, despite the outcome of those prayer services, the fact that it didn't turn out so well, even though they had good intentions, that wasn't a cause for reflection. It wasn't a cause for reevaluating belief, but it was somehow actually validating, and the beliefs became more strongly held. So, you know, like I say there, you know, the more one struggles, the more one holds on to tightly to those beliefs. So that was interesting to see him demonstrate that.
So thank you so much, Sheikh, and good luck for Free Indeed and everything.
Thanks a lot. Thanks.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 72nd Venice International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.